I have basically the Envision glasses and the Meta glasses. My issue is different than most people's issues. I have prosthetics and I'm a little vain. I just could not bring myself to going around with the lack of eyes the way they looked. So when I looked into this, the whole process, I happened to be down at ACB convention where I actually talked to the people with the Envision glasses and told them what my need was. They were understanding and they showed me a pair of glasses fit the bill. They basically were, you know, dark glasses, so you couldn't see through the dark lenses. And they had little shields that went off to either side, so people couldn't even come and look through at the side of my eye situation. The problem was that they were not the typical way of doing this. You get the glasses and pay separately for these. The ones that I got was these protective Smith optics glasses. For people who don't know, the way the Envision glasses work, it's everything is on the right arm of the glasses. That's where all the electronics and camera are for the Envision glasses. It's all on the right arm of the glasses. When you get to your glasses from Envision, they give you a basic platform so that can hold this arm as though it was a pair of glasses. But it's not really glasses. They don't have any lenses. It's just a frame for glasses. The Smith optics basically is a set of real looking glasses. It's a very thick lenses, they're blacked out. They have like little wings on either side of the lens, so that when they kind of protect any. I guess if someone really had a problem with having sunlight hitting their eyes, these would be the things to use. They would block out sun from the side and from the front. And the Envision electronics just basically replaces one of the on the right arm of the glasses. So that's what I did when I went to look at the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses. We had basically the same problem. The basic glasses do nothing as far as protecting or seeing, letting people see my eyes. And so I talked to them and they suggested the shape of the glasses I should use, where they recommended the Wayfarer style. And they suggested changing the lenses out. And in this case, they're mirrored glasses so that people, when they see, they just see, basically see themselves in the lenses. So it works. It works. It's not as protective as the Envision glasses are, but it does work. The Envision glasses, to get these Smith optics, is, you know, you're paying for the Envision glasses, the regular Envision glasses, and you're paying extra for these Smith optics. It depends on what tier of glasses you get. The Envision glasses start from, you know, anywhere from, I think it's $1,800 up to a little over $3,000. That's just the Envision glasses. So it's an expensive way of doing it, but it works, and it works for me. On the Ray-Ban situation, what happens in this is that you have to change the lenses. And if you go by the official Ray-Ban stores, those lenses, basically, and they consider the mirrored glasses as being a prescription glass. Like another $100 or maybe $150 more to pay for these. However, I did do some research, and if people really need to do this, it's a little scary, but I've heard it done on some YouTube channels. You can actually pop these lenses out. These lenses that are in the Ray-Ban are plastic, so they actually can be popped out, and you can actually replace them. And there are companies, you know, provide basically identical lenses to the original Ray-Bans, and they're closer to the $30 for a pair. It can be done a lot cheaper if you want to take the chance, or if you know someone that can pop these lenses out, or if you ever have needed to replace the lenses, or if the lenses you have don't work for you, can have them changed out, and you don't have to necessarily go back to the medical, you know, stores to get it done. You can try it on your own and give it a shot. So having used both of these things, there's some things that are really cool and different, and it'd be nice to see what happens in another couple of years. The Envision glasses, they're a product that was meant for people who are blind. You have a lot of support. They will board you, you know, get you up and running. The glasses do a lot of things, and similar to the Meta glasses. Meta glasses do a lot of things. Meta glasses are a lot cheaper. You know, Meta glasses are around $300 starting out price. The Envision glasses are almost, you know, $2,000. So there's a big difference in cost. But the one thing that I like about the Envision glasses that the Meta glasses don't do yet is that on the Envision glasses, you can have instant text. And the instant text is continuous. So you can be walking down a street and it will pick up text, things like street addresses and everything else. It will just keep on giving you that kind of information continuously. It's really, I think, one of the neatest things that it can do. That is the thing that the Meta glasses does not do. The Meta glasses, really, you have to take pictures, and it's workable, but you're constantly taking pictures to try to get same information that you can get with the Envision glasses using that instant text. Everything else is really the same. So it really comes down to, you know, how do you want to use this? And, you know, if you have the finances to pay for all these things and what's going to happen over time, you know, I think I see that they can probably be updated quicker, especially with it being sort of a mainstream item. I think you're going to see a lot more updating or improvements made quicker. I think there's a need for both. As I just, again, I wish that the Envision glasses were a little cheaper. They both are able to use Aira. The Meta glasses uses Be My Eyes as another way of having a visual interpreter, where Envision has the capability of you setting up what they call as a companion. That'll be someone that you, a friend or a family member that you can use. So they both are able to do, you know, these kinds of things. They both can translate money, and they have AI capabilities. One thing that's kind of neat is that the Envision has their own app, which is free. Again, the advantage of these glasses is that it makes it hands-free. The Envision app does everything that the Envision glasses would do, only it's basically an app on your phone. You know, at one time it used to cost money, but I think it's, at this point it's free. So it has that capability.
When you go to put on your glasses with the Meta glasses, you always have to have your phone with you, because you always have to have MetaView open. And if you don't have MetaView open or running in the background or something along those lines, your glasses will not work. You do not always have to have your phone with you if you're using the Envision glasses, you know, once you've connected to a hotspot from somewhere. That's one difference. The second difference is in cost. The Meta glasses are between $300 and $600, we'll say, dollars, depending on whether you need a prescription or not. I didn't need one, so I got the Meta headliner glasses. Mine are considered a rounded rectangle. John's are considered more squared off. And the other difference between the Envision glasses and the Meta is the Envision glasses that you can get that are going to protect your eyes. The best ones we found had like these side inserts that you could flip up, and they would protect the sides of your eyes so nobody could really see in. With the Meta glasses, the only way that we could do it for John was to get a lens coating that they called mirroring. And it's because on all of the Meta glasses, no matter which ones you buy, there is that little bit of ability to see into where your eye sockets are. The mirroring that John has on his lenses stops that process from happening, at least to a large degree. With the Envision glasses, if you're going to be using them for a long period of time, you need to bring some kind of a charging capability with you to be able to charge them. If you're going to be out more than 6 or 8 hours and you think you're going to use them, because the batteries go down pretty quickly. With the Meta glasses, you have the added advantage that inside your case, there is the charging component. And if you look on your app, you can always get an idea in the MetaView app as to whether your case is charged fully, whether your glasses are charged fully. With the Envision glasses, you can find out about the vision, but that's about it.
Another difference between the Meta and the Envision, the Meta glasses charge in their case. So when your Meta glasses are out of juice, you need to take them off and put them in the case. The Envision glasses, they do not use a case to charge them. They have a C connector on the end of the stem. So technically, if you needed it, if you had an external power band. You know, you'd be having a wire hanging out off the end of this of the right stem, but you can actually leave this thing charged up and running as long as your power bank will run. So you technically would have a much longer time if you needed them for a long period of time to use. I'm not sure if anyone wants to have put on glasses for 10 hours. Meta works so that it's tethered to your phone, so you have your glasses. It can be with a certain distance, but you need to be within, I think, Bluetooth range of your phone. The Envision glasses actually have a Wi-Fi connection. So technically, if your house is on Wi-Fi and you have connected your Envision glasses to Wi-Fi, you can be all the way through that whole house. That would also be if you were working in an environment, large company that had a Wi-Fi in their system. If you connected your glasses to their Wi-Fi, you could go through the whole building as long as you're connected to the Wi-Fi and use those glasses. So what happens when, if you're away from your home Wi-Fi for the Envision glasses to work, you're almost getting back to the same idea as the Meta glasses, you have to have your phone opened up with a hotspot. And at that point, you would connect your glasses through your iPhones or I guess it'd be any kind of smartphone, their Wi-Fi through their hotspot. And that's how the Envision glasses. So in a way, the Envision glasses are hooked directly to Wi-Fi, and the Meta glasses are really kind of coming through your phone's Bluetooth/Wi-Fi connecting.
So okay. my quick things are these. Number one, we for a long time used our Ira glasses with a wire hanging off of them. And even though technically you could charge your Envision glasses that way and keep them charged, we found having that extra wire hanging was a slight inconvenience. You can turn the volume up and down, but with the Meta glasses, once you turn them on, they act like a headset, which makes them easier sometimes to hear than the Envision glasses.
Meta glasses are nicer in terms of that because they have a little speaker in each stem of the glass on each side. So you're getting basically stereo input. So that part is nice. The Envision glasses, because all the electronics are on the right stem, there's a speaker, but it's only on the right side.
I just had a quick comment experience about the Meta Ray-Ban glasses I wanted to share. Over time, since these came out, people have been looking for the ability to read text in full, whether it's a menu or a sign or a poster or whatever. Meta tended, even if you said look and read from top to bottom, look, everybody was trying a million different things to get it to read verbatim, and it just wouldn't do it. It just would summarize. I was at some museums last week, and I heard on a podcast or something a command that will cause it to read in full, and it's do that exactly. Look and read in full. And I stood in front of some posters at a museum, and it read every word on the poster. That's all I can vouch for. I haven't tried it on a menu or anything else except those museum posters, but I was very pleased.
Did it take a picture before it looked and read in full, or did it just do it?
That's a good question, Jeanette, and I can't remember.
It would seem to me that'd be one of those things that could almost be upgraded, because if the Envision glasses can do it for their instant text, where it can just keep on seeing, it would seem to me that the Envision glasses, and so the Meta glasses eventually will do something similar.
On the Envision glasses, you have instant text, but then you have scan text, and in the scan text, it can guide you to reading to where you need to put your document for it to be able to capture it and then read it to you. There's two modes. One is online, where it goes up to the internet and then OCRs it, but recaptures the text and then reads it to you. And with the Envision, you can also go offline and have it read only on your Envision glasses. Using the internet for me is a lot more accurate. The other consideration that I have is when I'm reading things like mail, I use the Envision glasses because all that information goes on their secure servers. If I'm reading things like a bank statement or anything that might have a credit card number or anything that might have anything that I don't want to disclose, I don't use the Meta glasses for it because I don't know where that information goes.
Meta won't even read that information, Margaret. I've tried.
The other thing I've done with the Meta glasses, I went to an art museum with some friends of mine, and they had an exhibit about the nebula. And I stood in front of each exhibit and had Meta read and look and tell me what is in front of me. Look and tell me what is in front of me. And it described each one of the pictures and the exhibits that were in front of me. And it was absolutely fantastic. And it also keeps it in your history, so you have it.
It makes mention that the Envision glasses has an 8-megapixel camera, and the Meta glasses has a 12-mega. Have you noticed any differences as far as capabilities, as far as seeing things, or for it to see things at all?
No, not really. I do find that using the Meta, if I'm in a store, I get better connections.
Yeah, probably because it's going to the directly from the through the phone.
So I've kind of heard several times this notion that you have to open the MetaView app first, and I haven't found that's the case. It might be running in the background, but typically I'll just pull my glasses out of the case and put them on, and it takes maybe 20-30 seconds, but I found that the glasses come up, but I don't necessarily have to open the Meta app. There is a program with Meta called Early Access. It's kind of like a beta program. And if you Google Meta Glasses Early Access, you'll get to a web page where essentially you'll put your serial number in there. And then hopefully in a day or two, they'll add you to this early access beta. And one of the things they have in there is called Live AI, kind of constantly scanning, and you don't have to say, hey, Meta, you can just kind of ask it questions. Although I don't believe that it has that instant text where it's just constantly giving you feedback. I think you still have to ask it questions, but that might be something that people want to play. They also have language translation, I understand, that's coming out with the early access. But I just got yesterday a pair of Envision glasses to test. And I'm kind of curious, do I need to turn them on and off at all? And then what is that round button kind of used for at the top, if anything?
You're talking about the round button on the stem?
Okay. Yeah, just any button on it, I would say.
There's something on the right stem that looks like a button. It's on the outside just before it gets to the end. That's just a symbol. It's not a button. It feels like a button, but it's not. The on and off for the Envision glasses is actually on the inside of the right stem on the right side, almost at the end. And I think it's more of like a rectangular feeling button. That's how you would turn it on and off. The button that's over near your temple, there is a button right above where your almost eyebrow would be. That allows you, because you can talk to the Envision glasses, but you also, for certain situations, you can just press that button and speak to it, especially if there's if there's a lot of noise or something where you may not be able to hear what you're saying, and you actually can press that button, almost like a walkie-talkie type button. It also, that little button also allows you to take the stem off of the glasses if you want to replace it and put that stem onto something else, like I did with my glasses.
And you are correct about you don't have to open MetaView if you set your glasses up so that they run in the background.
But when you put your Meta glasses on, it brings up the MetaView app.
It's because we set it up for it to run in the background.
I think it's going to do it anyways, because I think it needs to have MetaView running, because that's how it's getting access to all the stuff that it does.
Oh yeah, just default to that. And then with Envision, though, as a practical matter, do I need to turn them on and off, or just close them and not really worry about it?
Usually, when you open them, they'll turn on automatically. You only have to shut them off if you wanted to save juice, so you can shut them off and leave them on and then walk around with them and then put them back on again.
Because it's using a little bit of power on that standby mode.
Because it seems to me if I don't leave them in plugged in, they will turn on by themselves. They're not as quickly turning on as the Meta. The Meta comes on pretty quick. Sometimes the Envision glasses are a little slower. If you just got them, go through the process and talk to them. They usually have like an onboard type situation, because there's some oddities to the setup, especially when it comes to Wi-Fi. Sometimes it's easier to use a QR code method to set that Wi-Fi up, and they're pretty good at working you through the whole process.
I think also one limitation to both glasses might be like a Wi-Fi network in like a hotel or something where you have to sign in through a portal, and those probably won't work.
What's interesting is the way, especially doing the setting up the Wi-Fi on the Envision glasses, there's two ways. You can sort of do it through its setup, or you can do it through this QR code. What it has you do is it has you put, you know, go to a particular place. I think it's like Let's Envision / QR. And at that point, it asks you for the information for the Wi-Fi. So you put in your password and that kind of stuff. And then it creates a QR code. And at that point, you have the Envision glasses look at the QR code on your phone, and it, and it pulls it in. But I think you're right. I think that could be a potential problem for any of these places that it's
where you have to go to a web browser.
That's right. That could be a potential problem. Yeah. One thing we was just noticing recently is that the Meta glasses allows you to make phone calls. I don't believe the Envision glasses do. Is that correct?
You can only make phone calls to someone that you set up as your companion or Ira. Well, they have to download the app. The companion app on their phone.
Have you called people with the Meta glasses?
I think you can, though, because I think it's a little more integrated into the app.
Yes, I have. With the Meta glasses, you can basically, with them on, you can basically say Meta, call so-and-so on a particular device. Like, yeah.
The one thing of anyone who's getting Meta glasses is to really go through the process of setting them up. You know, it asks a lot of questions, and you know, you can have it set up to link into your contacts and to your music. You know, if you have Apple Music or Amazon or Spotify, there's a lot of things you can set up. It's one thing you really go through the whole process, make sure you get all the benefits of the Meta glasses.
You can send text messages also,
and it will read them. You can, because when it comes through, it asks, do you want to hear? And definitely the sound is great with having it come out of both speakers. It's better than the Envision glasses sound.
So, Margaret, when you call somebody with the Meta glasses, do you have to choose an app to use? Like,
It defaulted to, in some cases, it defaulted to if they were in my WhatsApp, it'll choose that. But other than that, if I say call someone, I'll say call them on whatever it is. I think you have to have it in your contacts, yes.
Yeah, because Regina, that's one place.
It won't know where to go.
Place it says, it asks you if you want to set up your contacts, and that's what we did. So we said, because there's a place in there for phone, and it asks you do you want to have it pull in all your contacts or just some contacts.
If you have somebody that's in your WhatsApp and also is in your contacts, you can choose which one, how you want to call them. You could say call John using WhatsApp. And if, say, John, if you had a WhatsApp number, it would use that number.
A lot of people who go internationally, that's how they keep in touch with people, is through WhatsApp, because it's a lot cheaper. The polarized lenses are a film that they put on the inside and the outside of the lenses that are usually for people that have high glare or like sun protection, like if you're out in skiing, or if you out in the water and there's a lot of reflection or looks. Times people that have RP will get that polarization on their sunglasses. It's usually done at a typical sunglass place. It can be done at many different, like, optician stores. Yeah, if you go to an optician, if you have actual prescription lenses, you can have them pop in your prescription lenses.
Yeah.
And you can also get them reimbursed if you do something like that through your healthcare spending account.
Although it sounds like we're close to having a new version of the Meta glasses, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens in another year or so.
As what you were saying, but you can send a WhatsApp message to somebody, and you can send it to them as a voice message or as a text message. So when you set it up, you'll say, like, send a text or an audio message to whoever your WhatsApp person is, and then it'll send it to them as either audio or text. So it can do both.
A question about the Meta glasses. Does VoiceOver speak through the Meta glasses? And if it does it conflict with hearing aids at all?
I would say it probably does. I can't put my hearing aids in when I have the Meta glasses on. Especially, Paul, if you route your hearing aids to your phone, then yeah, you're probably going to experience a conflict. However, having said that, the volume that you can use on the Meta glasses would probably compensate for your being able to hear the voiceover.
So the thing I would probably have to do is just disconnect the Bluetooth from the hearing aids and just have the Meta glasses connected, right?
While you're using them, I would say that's probably a good idea.
Maybe you all heard the same rumor I did. It was, I think, on the Double Tap podcast that the new Meta Ray-Ban glasses, maybe the cool, slick new feature would be one that wouldn't be valuable, I don't think, to most blind or low vision people, which is some kind of visual display on the inside of the lenses, kind of like a heads up display on windshields.
Yes, but that may be why the Envision glasses are a little more expensive, because they actually do have a display. It's on that right arm. And so if you're looking at the pair of glasses, there's a little kind of thing that hangs just above the right lens that actually has a display on it, because of that extra little stuff that it makes it a little more expensive.
One problem I've had with the Meta glasses, if you're in a really loud environment, it's difficult to hear them. And I don't know if you can route the audio like to another, like to your AirPods or something like that, because if it's really noisy, you can barely hear it.
I know you can route them to another Bluetooth device. We've done that actually at one of the the Bay States. I have not tried. I know I've done it with the Envision glasses. I actually had it going through a Bluetooth speaker. But Mika, I think you could hook either both of those things to a Bluetooth speaker that would be louder,
or even your AirPods.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.